the alleged subway shooter is in custody. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News, arrested Wednesday in Lower Manhattan.
The 29-hour manhunt for James came to an end just before 2 p.m. when none other than Frank James himself reportedly called Crime Stoppers and told them that he was at a McDonald's in the Lower East Side. When police arrived, he wasn't at the McDonald's. An eyewitness tells Fox News he saw James walking a block away and told police. Investigators say after attacking the Brooklyn subway station, James managed to escape by boarding an adjacent train, which was carrying wounded passengers to the next station.
Fox's Brian Yenes. James now facing federal charges of committing a terrorist act on a mass transit system.
He will be arraigned in federal court in Brooklyn, and if convicted, he will face a sentence of up to life imprisonment.
That's U.S. Attorney Breon Peace. The mask mandate for planes and other modes of mass transit will not end next week. The Centers for Disease Control extending it another 2 weeks over the coronavirus BA2 variant.
To assess its potential impact, the rise of the cases have on severe disease, including hospitalizations and deaths and the healthcare system capacity. And their assessment from a medical standpoint, a data gathering standpoint, is that 2 weeks would give them some additional time to do that.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says after 2 weeks, they could drop the mask requirement or extend it again. The Labor Department reporting the producer price index was up a record 11.2% last month from March of last year.
This is the price that companies are paying to get the materials to make the stuff that they sell. It also could mean that we have not seen the peak inflation yet because the costs here get passed on to consumer.
Edward Lawrence of the Fox Business Network reports some economists now fear continued inflation will harm the economy and possibly trigger a recession. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The Biden administration sending another batch of military hardware to Ukraine.
The latest round of military aid includes the type of artillery and firepower the Pentagon believes Ukraine will need as Russia moves forces into eastern Ukraine.
That's reflective of the kind of fighting that that the Ukrainians are expecting to be faced with here in this little bit more confined geographic area.
Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says the security assistance also includes military helicopters that had been earmarked for Afghanistan but will now be transferred to Ukraine. The announcement by the White House of the security package followed a phone call between President Biden and Ukrainian President Zelensky. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
British military intelligence says urban centers in Ukraine have faced repeated indiscriminate attacks from Russia throughout the conflict, and areas around Donetsk are likely to face similar violence. Police in Miami responding to a 911 hang-up call find a 3-year-old boy, a 5-year-old girl dead, their 41-year-old mother now charged with murder. Actor Johnny Depp's defamation trial against his ex-wife continues.
Day 3 of the trial began with Johnny Depp's sister and manager, Christy Dombrowski, finishing her testimony about old text messages and emails she had sent her brother, including a message about Depp's admitted substance abuse problems.
2 days later is when you sent your brother the text messages that said, stop booze, stop coke, stop pills, correct?
I'm not looking at it. I don't recall the timing of it.
Depp's childhood friend, Isaac Baruch, also took the stand. And at one point, Baruch caused Depp and the courtroom crowd to laugh when he testified that he never saw Amber Heard wearing makeup. He called her a natural Texas beauty with great teeth. His response was in reference to Heard's attorney asking him if he'd ever seen any marks or bruises on her face.
Fox's Trace Gallagher. And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.